Now this is a dictation for Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, Bardaville, B as in boy, A-R, D as in David, A, V as in Victor, I-L-L-E, September 751, address as a letter to McBride, M-C-B-R-I-D-E, Adolfo Cerquet at 4335667, and Dr. Gino, J-I-N-U, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Gino and staff at McBride Adult Foster Care Home, a follow-up for Mr. Bardaville, who has history of lithium exposure, lithium nephrotoxicity, with diabetes insipidus and hypernatremia, underlying bipolar psychiatry disorder, last visit in March, comes in person, recently admitted to Midland from July 10 to July 13 with pneumonia and sepsis, did not require ventilatory assistance, I review discharge summary, presently able to eat, sometimes refuses to drink, no vomiting, no diarrhea, he's incontinent of urine, prior urinary retention, has a folate catheter, no gross blood, now wheelchair bounded because of multiple falling, nothing to suggest respiratory distress or chest pain, no seizures, no fever, otherwise review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. A number of psychiatry medications for low blood pressure, midodrine, on vitamin D-125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 108, 76 right-sided, no respiratory distress, wheelchair bounded, no localized valvulus, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap gallop, no abdominal tenderness or ascites, no major edema, muscle wasting, he mumbles in his speech, difficult to understand, no facial asymmetry. Next paragraph, chemistries after discharge, few days after, creatinine was 2.2, which is baseline. For a GFR of 30, stage 3 to 4, sodium improved down to 145, normal potassium acid base, normal calcium albumin, liver function test, normal glucose, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 9.8 with MCV of 96. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD is stage 4. Next number, lithium nephropathy. Next number, diabetes insipidus from lithium with hypernatremia. There has been inconsistent oral intake. It's my understanding there will be visiting nurses available for potential dextrose infusion if patient not drinking. Next number, bipolar disorder, psychiatry abnormalities. Next number, early dementia. Next number, urinary retention from diabetes insipidus, folate catheter in place. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism on treatment. Next number, recent pneumonia, presently no respiratory failure. Next number, anemia, I'm not aware of external bleeding, likely from advanced renal failure. Update iron studies, potential EPO treatment. Next number, low blood pressure on treatment. Next number, continue to follow. Come back on the next 3 to 4 months. End of dictation.